Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Little Steely Dan bringing this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Read, listen, ask questions. Check out our blog. Subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Please take the poll question right there on the homepage. We got a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And every week after the poll, each poll, I talk about what we learned from you guys in one of the segments. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Brandt is with us. He's the president of and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc. That's developmentspecialists.biz, right, Bill? Is that right?
B-I-Z. DSI.biz.
That's right. DSI.biz. That's right. Bill, by the way, folks, as you know, Bill is one of our also, in addition to being one of our great management minds in the Brain Trust, he's also very connected to the political establishment. And Bill, one of the things that we want to talk about in this segment, or the main thing I want to talk about in this segment was something that was a lot of people are celebrating right now, and that's that our military, 24, I think it was, Navy SEALs, America's finest, dealt with Osama bin Laden in Pakistan overnight with extreme prejudice. Now, tell us what happened.
Dealt with him. They busted his ass, excuse my language,
yeah,
on the radio, but he's gone.
Yeah.
And this is something that's been, you know, the continuity between the Bush administration and the Obama administration here is substantial. Obviously, there are many of the same people, you know, Brennan at National Security being the chief among them who had this on his desk. They've been working on this for a long time, and the intel that I see this morning from friends suggests that as early as 2004, the initial leads developed out of the Guantanamo interrogations, you know, gave a glimmer of an idea of how they could run the networks backwards.
Mm-hmm. Reverse engineer, sort of reverse engineered a little bit.
Well, it's called, yeah, smallest space analysis. It's contact information and the rest of it, but they could roll up the contacts in reverse and see who interacted with who. The problem is, of course, they had either code or nicknames for some of these people, and it took a long time and verifications to, you know, I always tell people, think of that movie, you know, the movie Midway, where they weren't sure where the Japanese were going to attack, and so they planted false radio stories,
right,
about the latrines not working. And the same kind of, you know, sort of not gigantically intelligent kind of, you know, intelligence happened here, where they planted stories to make sure that the couriers would be referred to by those names, and they could, you know, mm-hmm, keep getting the vector closer and closer. And it was only after after they established who saw whom on a frequent basis that after 6 years, 7 years, it took that long to, you know.
It's hard to believe that it would, that in this day and age it would take that long, isn't it?
No, you think about this guy. This guy lived, you know, he lived off the grid. I mean, and
but he was living in plain sight for the last 5 years.
Well, plain sight's a different story in Pakistan.
That's a good point.
He probably didn't leave that compound fairly often.
He didn't. There weren't even any windows, apparently.
Right. I mean, my guess is he came in there for however long he's been there. He came in there in the dead of night,
yeah,
vehicle. You know, and so and obviously there was a lot of disinformation and a lot of misinformation to throw you off the track. So, but
I like,
you know,
I like what you said about the coordination between administrations, and you got to believe that my son is as you know, is a Force Recon Marine, which is the Marine version of the SEALs,
yep,
and the guys who went in there have been with in the Navy longer than 2.5 years. I mean, those underlying, you know, the pointy end of the U.S. military lance is are these guys. I mean, you know, they're the guys that go in and they know the definition of extreme prejudice. That's part of their lexicon, and so those guys, that whole infrastructure, that whole support, the training, the you know, the tactics and all that, that's been going on across the administrations. And I'll tell you something, folks, I've seen some of the training that those guys have had, and I've seen those guys. You do not want to see the business end of a Force Recon team or a Navy SEAL team coming at you.
How can you argue with that, Jimmy? But the point I think I want to make is they are the point of the spear. And it's the longer shaft of the spear that makes this happen. There are guys who are not 20 and 24 and 26.
You're right.
But who are more like our age, who are hunkered down, going through endless reams of intel back in Washington. And the point of the spear is only as good as the target to which it's deployed.
Yep.
And there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people, many of them career CIA, career Pentagon, career NSC people who've been working on this for a long time. And my guess is they were delighted, to say the least, to see it all come together.
Fact that it took almost 10 years minimize the success?
No, I think actually it gives it an outsized. The fact that this guy, this had gone on so long, Jim, that questions about Osama bin Laden were literally off the polling. I mean, nobody asked about him anymore.
Right, right.
He had sort of been taken for granted in the public's conscience that he was going to get away with it and he was going to be free.
Or that he was already dead.
Or that we would hear about him dying in old age somewhere.
In a cave somewhere.
Yeah, and so what it shows is, as they used to say in the Perry Mason stuff, there is no statute of limitations on capital crimes. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, we'll hunt you down and get you. And I think that goes. Now we've got Zawahiri to get, his second in command. This is hardly done. But my guess is, and this is the part, as interesting it is to be on the tip of the spear of the SEALs and the recon force, my guess is there were a couple of intel guys in that little raid.
And do not want to minimize all the people who got involved in that. All the corps, the Army, the Air Force, I mean, the whole team working together, which I'd like to talk about when we come back. I think I got to take my hat off to President Obama. I mean, I really do. The fact that they, I want to brag on him a little bit and his administration after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.